and welcome to the Holiday Cottage Handbook Podcast, the show that helps you become the best and most profitable short-term rentals manager. I'm your host, James Varley, and today we have another special guest from the holiday rentals industry. Simon Lehman is the CEO and founder of AJL Atelier, a global advisory firm which is dedicated to the STR sector. They work with clients across the globe, including some of the biggest brands in the business. Simon will be talking about the current state of the industry, why he thinks there are choppy waters ahead, and discussing the impact of AI in the sector. This really is an interview not to be missed. Now, our goal here at HCH is to share everything you need to know about buying and managing short-term rentals. Whether you're a host, investor, or property manager, to get the most out of our new platform, make sure you head to the website. It's holidaycottagehandbook.com, where you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter and download our free ebook, which offers a comprehensive guide to buying and managing short-term rentals. And if you're just starting out and need some help and support, or you want to grow your portfolio, you can book an introductory one-hour chat with me for just £100. Head to the website for more details. Also, make sure you follow us on social media. We're active on Facebook, X, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and YouTube. You can get all the links from the website, holidaycottagehandbook.com. Thank you for listening to the HCH podcast. It's time now to welcome our special guest for this week's episode. Simon Lehman is a bit of a legend in the short-term rentals industry, as well as being the founder and CEO of AJL Atelier. He's a keynote speaker, board member, and serial angel investor. He has his finger on the pulse of the STR sector, unlike just about anybody else on the planet, and it's a pleasure to welcome him to the podcast. Simon, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, James. It's great to be here. Absolutely.
So let's begin by talking about you. How did you get involved in the short-term rentals industry?
Yeah, sure. That was 20 years ago. So I'm lucky my head hasn't got a shape of a house yet. At least the logo of our company does. We normally say I came from the airline industry, and fuel actually rotates well in blood, but houses don't circulate don't that well. But yeah, we have literally vacation homes circulating in our blood. I was headhunted 2005 to become the CEO of Interhome, which is one of the largest property management companies in the world. And I was at the pleasure to be their CEO for nearly 9 years. And I think that gave me the stamp for the rest of my life. And I loved the industry ever since. I had the pleasure to be on the board of HomeAway. You can see that in my background. That's the tombstone when we sold that to Expedia. I was a serial investor in many different startups. And 2018, we went even further and built our own consultancy firm, AJL Atelier, which we're now doing for over 5 years. And we love the industry. We're vacation rental nerds, if you wish to say.
So tell us about the clients that you work with. Who do you work with, and what services do you provide for them?
Absolutely. This is the beauty about our job, right? I had a corporate career of most of my life. I was a CEO for nearly 30 years of my career, and I decided to create value for myself and for ourselves. So I actually built a company with my wife. And just as an FYI, the company name is named after our three children, Alison, Jack, and Eileen Lehman. And we went away from the corporate world because we wanted to do things in a different way. And so we love what we do. And that's the beauty also about the customers we serve. So we serve literally all different stakeholders within the industry. Sometimes people are a bit scared because they think, you know, that we're like a McKinsey or a Boston Consulting or something like a Bain and Co. We are not. We're industry experts, right? So we have a very diverse customer base. So our largest customer in sheer size is probably LG Electronics, the largest consumer electronic company in the world. And our smallest customer has 40 units in the Swiss Alps, right? So that's the spectrum. And so we work with private equity when they want to make acquisitions. We work a lot with corporate companies who want to understand the vacation rental space. How's it structured? How's it organized? We do a lot of property management consulting for operations, for finance. You know, we've had, and that's what we love, that every case that we touch is a different one. Somebody comes to us and says, hey, I want to insource my laundry. How can we do a cost comparison? Others say, hey, I want to sell my business. So we help them sell the business. We do a lot of M&A. So that's the beauty about it. And so we work with different stakeholders, investors, property managers, and technology companies. We work a lot with tech companies, PMSs, channel managers, revenue management companies. We help them to do market. We've done market entry strategies for US-based software companies to come to Europe. So it's very diverse, but ultimately we are, that's why we called Atelier, because we do different things and not just consulting. And we help to, and our key vision, if you wish, is we want to make the vacation rental and the short-term rental industry more professional. That's what we're here about.
Yeah, and I think we're certainly heading there. So with that in mind then, tell us about the current state of the industry. Where are we and what future trends should investors, hosts and property managers be looking out for?
I think we're in a quite challenging period. We're in a changing period. And, you know, when I knew I was coming on your podcast and you sort of gave me some heads up on topics we want to discuss, and I definitely thought about that quite a lot in what's my answer to that. And, you know, to be perfectly honest to you, we see a very blurry picture right now. We see a lot of uncertainty. And, you know, we get asked this question a lot. And then the first thing that I get back to is always, we need to differentiate. Are we talking about urban markets? Are we talking about leisure markets? Are we talking about domestic supply demand markets? Are we talking international markets? So that's the first thing we need to be very careful about. So we cannot just make a generalized statement on the entire industry. For example, one segment that still does exceptionally well is the luxury segment. And the luxury segment has done well through COVID, post-COVID, and it's still going extremely well. There's a lot of activity in the ultra luxury space. We're talking 5,000 ADRs and more that will continue to be strong, and there's a lot of interest. But, and here comes the big but. So I think when we analyze data and we compare data, we see different pictures, and that makes it very challenging. So our data providers use different data sources and different algorithms to aggregate their data. And if you take the data from big four companies and put them together, you might start to get a bit of a better picture on what's actually going on. I believe a lot of people have become very quiet. Nobody wants to really talk about how summer went and how autumn looks like and how the winter looks like. But we definitely see compression. We see leisure markets in the US who had 25% less bookings in summer than what they had the year before. So one thing that we said even over a year ago at the VRMA executive event in May 2022, I said, guys, it's going to get rough. And everybody was laughing at me, actually. I was taking an umbrella on stage and said, whenever it's sunny outside, you tend to forget your umbrella, right? So have it with you because it's going to get rough. A year later, I came with the umbrella again on stage, and everybody then understood what I meant the year before, because it's going to get rough. So we were spoiled in 21, 22. The industry was spoiled with massive demand. We couldn't do anything wrong. ADRs were pushed up to sky high. Occupants were great. The owners were spoiled with great returns on their investments and their assets. And now this is changing all of a sudden. So now owners are reluctant to reduce rates because they've had some great rates. So it's going to get very, very, very volatile. And I think the biggest asset that you have now in our industry is great relations to your homeowners. If you don't have good relations now, it might be already too late. Homeowners get nervous. They will swap. They will move. They will go to others. It's going to get competitive. That means the margin will come under pressure as well, because people will be forced to ask for less commission. While the market is more volatile, and owners might you know, become nervous too. So that's one thing that we definitely see happen. So now it's time to build great relations with the owner, be transparent, take them into the boat and show them what you do to, you know, to stabilize the situation. Second one, especially the UK market has had massive times with domestic demand and domestic supply. It's been great. The pound has been going down. People were staying in England, spending a lot of money on the local lets market, which was fantastic. But now all of a sudden, even that is not possible anymore. You know, people even cutting back on potentially vacation. The market, the summer hasn't been tremendous in the UK either, from what we're hearing. The second piece is that raising interest rates will have a lot of people who bought properties, you know, to do short term with, are now not making returns anymore on their invested capital. So this is going to be tough also for platforms like Airbnb. I'm convinced about it that there were so many people building their business on the back of one supply channel called Airbnb, right? And now all of a sudden their interest rates are going through the roof and they're highly leveraged. They've hardly got any equity in these houses. They're going to have to sell them because it's or do it long term. So I think we need to talk about it. We need to be honest to ourselves and say, hey, we are in some tough times. Having said that, we've had tough times for, you know, all the time in certain cycles. We had the subprime crisis 2008, where the market collapsed. We had SARS. We had 9/11 22 years ago. We had a lot of different events. Short-term rental is resilient like hell. So it might go up and down a bit, but it comes back very fast. So I'm still remain very optimistic and bullish. But now you need to have your costs under control. You need to have good relations to your homeowners and do everything possible to go through what we're facing. And I believe we need to get ready for a bit of a rough patch for at least 18 months.
Yeah, it feels like 2023 is a bit of a year of transition. I mean, I've got a few properties up here in Yorkshire and we've had the boom years, 21 and 2022 after COVID, of course. And now things, to me, they feel a little bit more seasonal. Like summer for me was good. You know, July was a record month in terms of revenue. But this September has felt like, it's felt like a January to me. It's felt like really, it's just felt a struggle to get the bookings in. And it feels like you've got to be like, as any host or investor, you have to constantly be thinking of how you can take things to the next level and improve. Because if you stand still, especially at the moment, you're going to find yourself in trouble. So like thinking about that professionalization angle, how important is professionalization and what can hosts and property managers do to uplift their listings?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I just had a team call before I jumped on your podcast, and I spend my weekend in France visiting friends with my fam, with our three children. And we stayed with an individual host, not with a PM property. And I just can't believe we can't get this right. I just can't, right? I mean, and I've been talking about this for 20 years. You know, I don't even want to start dwelling on the blunt knives and the toaster with the crumbs in it. And it's just we can't get it right. And it's mind-boggling, right? So it's the little things that make the big difference. You know, it was a minimum stay two nights. We had no bed sheets. We had to bring it ourselves. We had no towels. There was no soaps on the toilet roll. There was two pieces left. It's just not a good experience, right? And that's an individual host, which had a rating of 4.95. So ask me where the problem is here. And that's what we don't get. So I think professionalized, we don't need to reach for the sky. We need, or the stars, we need to lift the game and put consistency in our business. Consistency, which I always say to property managers, especially smaller ones, go and stay in your units. You will immediately figure out what's missing, because when it rains, I'm sure you can't find the umbrella. And when you need to iron a shirt, I'm sure you won't find the iron board. You know, this stuff, it's so simple. Like, we don't need to be highly sophisticated. You can go to the max. You can use revenue management based on AI. You can do, like, you can max it out. You can put technology into your place for guest experience, upselling, guest communication, automated door locks. I mean, the sky is the limit what you can do to automate and professionalize your business. But we need to get the basics right. And we still haven't got the basics right. So I think that's the message here. We as an industry need to do everything possible to put more product consistency in, because you want to have a similar experience. What we love about this industry, the homes are individual. That's not the problem. We don't want the same curtains and the same couches and whatever that we don't want. So not about standards here, consistency. And that requires certain standards too. You know, certain things must be standard. What is left in a kitchen? What are the minimum appliances that you provide to make, you know, that you know in this unit you need to take the soap with you, the other ones supply it. That's just not a good experience. And I think that's where we need to start on delivering a consistent guest experience and not to reach for the stars.
Absolutely. And just staying in your property and understanding the guest experience. It sounds so simple, and it is simple, but it's something that will always help you take it to the next level. I mean, I went to one of my properties last week and I walked in the bedroom and everything was fine. And then I looked at the bedside tables and they had these coasters on and they had coffee stains all over them. And I just thought, this is not a good look. And I went to the shop and I found some coasters for £2. And it's just a simple thing, but they look great. And, you know, people walking in are not going to see the coffee stains anymore. Little tiny things like that can really help to, you know, the first impression that people have of walking into your property. You mentioned it there a little bit. You were talking about guests who can implement all sorts of tech. And there are so many great platforms out there supporting the short-term rentals industry. I know you like to talk about tech. How do you think technology is going to shape the future of STRs, and how might AI disrupt the industry over the next few years?
Yeah, first of all, I think it would be not possible for us to have a podcast without talking about artificial intelligence, right? So, and especially now the conference season starts, I'm getting ready for it for my next 8 conferences to talk about that. I think we have seen a massive evolution in terms of technology overall, right? I mean, let's not forget that vacation rental in Europe is extremely old and has been around for many, many years. And it's interesting to see that there's still a lot of proprietary technology out there because people didn't have solutions when they started their business, so they built it their own, right? I think the days of proprietary tech is over. Now the PMSs have made such huge advancements in terms of their features and everything else that now to run your own proprietary system is, you know, I would not support that in today's world of having good solutions out there. So that's one. Proprietary tech is definitely being phased out because large PMSs can also take enterprise solutions and support larger property management companies. So technology has had a massive evolution in terms of from all going all the way to one-stop shop. It's still, it's still mind-boggling that the average PM is using 6 to 7 platforms to run its business. You know, you need a PMS, you need a channel manager, you need a revenue management system, you need a guest application, guest communication application, you need an automated door lock provider, and so forth and so forth. And I think we are definitely going towards more a one-stop shop. So if you see the large PMS providers, they want to build out that technology end-to-end. But then it's still the question, you know, how much do you really want to source from one supplier? I would not support a one-stop shop, to be perfectly honest. There are certain things I would keep separate. One is revenue management, and I'm not going to say something that a lot of people will not like, but revenue management is just such a core of what you do as a business, especially now. I think revenue management is something that you need to source differently. Hardware definitely is sourced differently. For channel managers, it's becoming very challenging because the big four are integrated in most of the PMSs, so they will find that very difficult. So the landscape is moving quick. I think the guest experience side and others are good technology that you can source through a PMS instead of separately. I mean, it depends also how tech savvy are you, and are you more focusing on your hospitality duties, or are you really, you want to optimize your business on technology? We will see some massive changes. One thing that's interesting is we've seen a lot of outside private equity capital coming to the market. You know, most recently, the big acquisition of Hostaway by a large fund out of London. We've seen other transactions. Avantia was sold. Track bought technology as well. Track was sold to a private equity as well. And as more capital comes in, this will accelerate the consolidation of this industry as well. And a lot of players will probably disappear. So I can reference, and maybe you can do that as well, in sharing the podcast to our technology landscape that we have built at AGL. And that's definitely gives you a good overview how complex technology is in 22 sub-verticals, but we'll definitely see some changes. And now talking about AI, I think, AI will, a lot of people think, let's see what's happening. And we'll just wait and see. What I've seen so far in relation to use cases, this will be probably one of the biggest game changers that our industry has seen in relation to tech. So if you're not onto ChatGPT yet, I urge you to do so, just to sort of play around with it and get an idea what AI actually can do. And seeing how quickly the use cases have evolved in this industry, how many guests service platforms have already integrated with AI. Breezeway, all these guys have immediately launched products based on ChatGPT, which automates a lot of the processes. this is not a chatbot anymore. It's, you can do a lot more with that technology that we have never even thought about. So I think AI will have a massive impact in our industry to help us automate, to help us streamline and create efficiencies. It's not going to destroy jobs. AI is not going to take cleaning and maintenance and operation away and hospitality, but it will make us even more efficient. And I think it will absolutely revolutionize business in terms of guest experience, operation, finance, and revenue management.
Interesting. Something else you talk about quite a lot is data. So why is data so important for hosts and property managers? Where should they be going to find it, and how can they use it to their advantage?
Yeah, absolutely. Data is key, and it's still not used enough because data is out there, right? There's a lot of data available. There's obviously data providers who provide that to you for you to make strategic decisions. You know, how does a market look like? How do you compare yourself in a market? Look, what are the trends in the market? Like, how does the seasonality models look like? What is the occupancy in your area? There's so many data points that you can source and compare your business against and set yourself targets as well and everything else. The big challenge is, you know, some people just use it to do rate comparison, and others really use it on a daily basis to improve their operation, their efficiency, their growth strategy. To which markets do you want to expand? Which ones are attractive markets? Sourcing data is challenging because while we're such a fragmented industry, it's very hard to compile good data that will give you an accurate picture. So there's a lot of volatility in the data that we're seeing. And even if we compare the big four data providers with their own data, we see spreads of 10 to 20% on one data point, right? Because it depends how many units do they scrape, what kind of inventory do they have? Do they have transactional data versus scrape data? So I think that's also a big differentiator. But data, I think, is very important because you can't fly blind. And using data will allow you to benchmark and strategize your business. And I would definitely urge everybody to consume a lot more data than what you have so far, because it will just help you a lot to know where you're at and where you can get to as well. And also, it helps you to have communications with your homeowners. You know, homeowners are now becoming demanding, right? And data will help you a lot to sort of balance that conversation a little bit as well.
Yeah, interesting point there. You say the data providers, that there is this spread. And I think that's one of the issues in the industry right now. We hear a lot about it in the UK. There's talk of maybe some kind of registration system. So we know what the landscape is actually like, the number of short-term rentals and how many are operational and this kind of thing. And I guess that leads us a bit into legislation. It is a bit UK specific, this, but I think it's something we're seeing globally. What do you expect in terms of regulation and legislation in the STR industry over the next few years?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that for me, I look at that cyclical, to be perfectly honest to you. And again, when we started the conversation today, we also talked about we need to differentiate when we look at regulations and regulatory impact into our industry. You know, just, you know, 6 years ago, New York passed a law as well, and there were still around 16,000 listings in New York, right? And now, Airbnb sued the city, and obviously they were overruled, and now this is coming into place, and now everybody sees, okay, that's the end of vacation rental, right? So I think we need to be very careful with such statements. And yes, the UK has seen some very tough measures as well, also in Scotland and other areas. But, you know, this is cyclical in terms of the economy, in terms of, what is out there, like, and also governments, you know, what kind of governments are coming into that. We see, you know, a more left government coming into place, like in Portugal, and taking drastic measures to make apartments available again for people who live there. So I think at the end of the day, this is going like this. It's going from one extreme to the other, and eventually they find the middle ground, because people also know what we produce as an industry is quite significant to the communities. We you know, we are doing more, we're producing more to a community than a hotel does, because a hotel is hostile, right? The hotel gets you in and will not leave you until you check out. So you consume everything in a hotel. Whereas in vacation rental, you know, people only sleep there if you think about it, and then the rest they consume in a community. And I think that's, we haven't done a good job in communicating that to lobbyists and everybody else to say, hey, what is actually the true value of vacation rental? It's a very single focus on saying, you know, living space has become more expensive. We need to make living housing more affordable for the local people. I get that entirely. I think the biggest problem that we have as an industry is that we're not standing together to do something about it. That's the biggest problem. We have some really engaged people, which I highly respect, who do a lot of work, fundraising because lawyers are expensive and whatever. And then, you know, the Joe Blow property manager down the road says, yeah, somebody else will fix that. No, we need to fix it as an industry, and we need to stand together. And if then we can mobilize a lot more power, because the hotel lobby, they're well organized. Hotels are extremely strong organized with hotel associations. They're very powerful organizations. You know, we have STAA in the UK. We have a EHHA and whatever. So there's initiatives are there. So I think the message here is go and support these organizations and be part of the conversation, and don't just sit there and complain against regulation. Everybody needs to be part of the conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the reasons for starting this platform, you know, being an advocate for the short-term rental sector, because we see the negative headlines all the time, Airbnb, party house, you know, short-term rentals, taking properties away from local people and all this kind of thing. And we need to talk about the positives of this industry. Like you say, the economic impact, you know, I know from the small number of properties I have, we're employing people, and the people who are visiting here are going to the shops, restaurants, petrol station, all the rest of it. So the industry definitely has to have a bit of a more joined up approach. Something else you discuss quite often on social media is sustainability. Why do hosts need to be taking a bit more notice of the environment?
Well, I think 35 degrees on the 10th of September in Switzerland is a good enough answer. It's mind-boggling. Like, I went to France last weekend to Annecy, and the amount of dry trees we're seeing in the forests in September is something I've never seen before. So the climate crisis is here. No matter who it is and what you do for it, every stakeholder has a responsibility to do something. And this is not just to serve the so-called customers who want to travel more sustainably. No, we need to do something about it, and we need to make our organizations and our operations more sustainable, because we have a climate crisis and we want to leave a better planet also to our grandchildren. And this is severe. I think every year we see more extremes, what we're seeing in terms of weather conditions and natural disasters, wildfires, etc. Every year it's more and more and more and more. So I think we don't need to talk about why. The climate crisis is out there, if we accept it or not. So, and also we as an industry have our obligations to do something against it, in terms of, you know, there's a lot you can do, you know, with recycling. It starts with the rubbish. It starts with how you operate your business in terms of, you know, detergents, water, all these things. You know, what can you contribute? Thermostats, heating, cooling. You know, I mean, there is so many things, turning off refrigerators before the guests arrive and turn them on, thermostats, lower them to, you know, as good as it keeps the house in order, and then increase them again. I think all that, gas consumption, air conditioning, all these pieces we can control, and we can also have a dialogue with our homeowners and educate our homeowners on what they can do to improve their properties. And you can do an enormous amount to improve your property and to reduce your carbon footprint. So we as an industry in short-term rental, like any other industry, from automotives to airlines to anybody else out there, we all have a responsibility to do something about this climate crisis. And there's a lot we can do in that. And one thing that I urge people also to do, don't just put lipstick on a pig and say, yeah, we're doing something and actually nothing's happening. That's the worst you can do, because guests and will realize, you know, you can do carbon offsetting. You can measure the carbon footprint of a home, and then you can let your guests who stay there, you can actually get them to offset their stay with, you know, there's millions of carbon reducing projects out there that we can support as an industry. So I think there's so much you can do. And we as an industry also have a responsibility to do something about climate crisis.
And guests are becoming more savvy and expecting more sustainable properties and preferring to stay at more sustainable properties.
Absolutely. I think you're speaking to a good point, like amenities, like soaps and shampoos is a big one. I mean, get rid of that plastic stuff. It's just not good. And you can also argue that. Who's going to tell you, well, I didn't have individual little soaps or shampoos, and it says, you know, we do this for the environment, we use refilling containers, whatever it might need. I think that's where we can already start, without a doubt, and because the guests are expecting it.
So then, to those hosts that have been active for a few years and maybe they've got a few properties, give me two or three quick tips that they can use to supercharge their listings and improve them.
The first tip is they can read the book that is behind me on the shelf. All the money of that book goes to advocacy for against regulation. So it's non-profit. That book is a summary of 60 CEOs with the 10 best mistakes that they have made within their industry. So it's huge. Second, building strong owner relations is now key, being totally transparent to homeowners and make sure that you can weather the storm and the homeowners understand what's going on. And third, you know, get on top of your tech stack, review your technology and understand what you can do better and create more efficiencies to have a more sustainable business going forward.
And the book is called, for those people who are just listening, Vacation Rental Secrets. Where can they get it, Simon?
It's on Amazon.
All right.
And it was given out by Brooke Fouts, and it's a great summary of great tips and ideas.
And for those people who are starting out, let's imagine somebody comes to you, Simon, I want to get involved in the short-term rentals industry. I'm going to buy my first property. What's the advice you'd give that person?
It'll be interesting when you start buying a property at the current interest rate levels, but you can manage properties as well. I think having a proper plan, having a strategy, just don't do it by mistake because you just love it. I think you need to understand what property management is all about, end to end. You know, are you willing to answer phone calls at 4 o'clock in the morning? Are you willing to go and unblock toilets at 2 a.m.? Are you willing to deal with frustrated homeowners because somebody damaged their houses? Property management is, you know, the challenge that we have, it's a very low entry barrier, as you know. You need one unit and you're off to the races, right? But when you have 20 units, you need to start thinking about it. Do I want my day job back, or what am I doing here? I think that's the biggest tip that I can give people. They need to understand what they're getting themselves into. Go to conferences, listen to podcasts, you know, read up about it and build a strong conviction. The entry barrier is so low that you tend to forget how complex and challenging this business can get. And I think that's the biggest tip I can give to someone who starts. Talk to friends, talk to other people. As I said, go to conferences, speak to peers, get an understanding what vacation rental is all about. This is not an easy game.
Simon, thank you very much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, James, for having me, and good luck with everything.
Absolutely fascinating interview there with Simon Lehman, who is one of the famous faces in the short-term rentals industry. He's obviously worked in the sector for a long time and works with some of the biggest brands in the industry. And when he says something, people tend to take notice of what he's saying. Interesting what he was saying about choppy waters ahead. Also the impact of technology and how AI might disrupt the industry over the next few years. Obviously keen to talk about sustainability as well and how all hosts and everybody connected with the industry can be a little bit more environmentally friendly. I'm sure there was something that everybody found insightful from that chat. That's just about it for this episode of the HCH podcast. Thank you very much for listening. It means the world to me as we build a new community for everyone with a vested interest in the short-term lettings sector. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And make sure you head to our website where you can download our free ebook and sign up for our free weekly newsletter. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can email me directly, james@holidaycottagehandbook.com. This podcast was brought to you in association with Monkey Hill Media. You can discover more about their work at monkeyhillmedia.com. That's it for now. I'll speak to you soon.